You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, so I go away for Thanksgiving, and then I come back, and what the heck is going on? So I guess people are getting pepper sprayed at Walmart, and now a woman comes out saying she had an affair with Herman Cain for 13 years. When did this come out? What am I missing here? All right, then I find out that well-done meat, right? Those of you that like your steaks well done can cause aggressive prostate cancer. All right, I just flip the meat, I kind of sear it, brown it, but I like to see some, you know, some pink, I like to see some movement in my meat. But for those of you that really fry it, I guess you guys got problems. And then they say Viagra can fight cancer. So you know what, I'm glad to be back. I'm really glad to be back. It's just, I'm kind of like, like, what the hell? What happened? All right, so this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. It's sassy and stimulating medical talk radio. Yes, I did really good. I did really good this weekend. My in-laws, you know, they loved me. I was perfect. I didn't say anything obnoxious. I wasn't rude. I kept all my burps and toots to myself. I was very, very well behaved. I was the perfect daughter-in-law. I think I made everybody happy. Even my hubby was happy. So I did good. I did good. Woo-hoo! Oh, that would be a close one. Wouldn't that be? All right. My kids were a pain in the butt. I got to tell you, I hate flying. And I hate flying on holidays. You know, because, you know, you have to pay $25 a suitcase. Right? $25 a bag. So I'm going to pack as little few bags as possible and put everything in our overhead carry-ons. But then our carry-ons were too fat to fit. Do you guys notice when you have to carry a carry-on, it has to fit into this very small compartment and they test you? So of course, you know, half of my carry-on I was trying to shove into that little dummy compartment to prove to them that I could take it on the, you know, stupid plane. And I'm, you know, kicking its butt in, its butt sticking out. And they're like, uh-uh, ma'am, sorry, ma'am, you can't take this. No, ma'am, sorry, ma'am. All right, so that had all the goodies and the pillows and the blankets and all my underwear. And I mean, I just packed everything. I don't even know what was in the suitcases, to be honest. You know, and then here I am with four, you know, with my two kids and my husband. So we had four carry-ons and we're trying to, you know, bring them down the aisle, and the aisle's getting narrow, and I packed on some pounds from Thanksgiving, right? And then it took me a while to put the carry-ons up in the overhead compartment. Ma'am, you're blocking the aisle. Ma'am, can you please move in to your seat while you do that? You can't do that. Okay, now I've done gymnastics and I could back bend with the best of them, a little bit better in my college years, but I cannot put my overhead bag into the overhead compartment if my butt has to be by the seat. Not to mention the kids are bugging me. Ma'am, please, the fasten seatbelt sign's on. Leave me alone. The plane hasn't even moved. So it was, I gotta tell you, it was more rough the ride home than any other part of the trip, but I made it. All right, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Ma'am, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. And really, do I look like a ma'am? I mean, that's better than in the fast food lines. In the fast food lines, you know, it's like, sir, you want fries with that? I sound, I guess, very masculinely in the fast food line. Do I sound like a sir? I'm a ma'am. But ma'am, gosh, I'm sick of being called ma'am. Miss, ma'am, I like honey and toots. Can you imagine flight attendant saying toots? Yo, toots. I'd be like, yeah. Okay, 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We're also taking your emails at drdahlia.com. Whew, I got a lot of them. Boy, you guys were mad about something this week. We'll talk about those. And then, of course, you can follow me on Twitter, follow me on Facebook. And you know what? As soon as we're done with winter, we're going to Alaska next summer. So make sure you guys book for the cruise. All right, let's go to the phone lines because some of you guys left messages when I was out of town, and I want to answer all your questions. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hey, Dr. Dahlia, I got a question about a condition called tinea versicolor. It's actually, I guess, an abundance of yeast on the skin that causes discoloration. The doctors have given me a sulfur type of lotion to rub on it. and it's really hard to get it on my back, and it stinks, and it's just real messy, and I don't keep up with it like I should. Is there any type of pill or some other kind of easier way to get rid of it to where I don't have spots all over me like I'm a cheetah? Thank you. I appreciate your help.
Great. No, great question. I wish you were live because, you know, if you were married or if you had a partner, that's one of their jobs. They got to put cream on your back. You know, I mean, I've been married to my husband 15 years, and he knows one of his duties is if I ever need cream or a shave on my back, not hairy there. He's got to do it. Yeah, he's my husband. That's his job. That's his duty. So if no one's helping you put your cream on your back, you may need to find yourself a new partner. Do any of you guys know what this whole tinea versicolor is? Right? If you look at certain people's bodies, you see lots of little baby spots. In fact, I think, do you guys remember, what was that movie, Land of the Lost, with Will Ferrell? The other funny guy, the one with the dark curly hair, he has tinea versicolor. You could see it during the one scene where they go into the cave. A bunch of little spots. If you're dark-skinned, the spots are white. Or if you're light-skinned, they could either be light spots or dark spots. And you know, you look like a cheetah, you look like a leopard, but not the sexy kind. So we usually give you like a Selsun shampoo, or we could give you a Nizoral shampoo, which is an antifungal. However, if the antifungal doesn't work, then we do oral. There are oral medications. You can take Nizoral, Sporinox, Diflucan, because it is a fungus. And the fungus gets there because you sweat. Because you touch something that the fungus had. It could be because you're oily, hormone changes. Some people that are immunosuppressed have been on steroids. They could get the fungus of the body. It's very common, though. Very, very common. But it's interesting because it almost looks like, in some people, the skin is bleaching. So people freak out that they're losing their pigment. But a lot of times it's a fungus. It's very easy to treat if you get the right combination of what you need. So my recommendation would be, yeah, try the Nizoral shampoo, which is an antifungal, as long as your liver's good. And then if not, you could try the oral. But see a dermatologist just in case something else kooky's going on, all right? When we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning. Right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000. But the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for Aromatic Liquids Extracted from a Broad Range of Flowers, Stems, Seeds, and Bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Show Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. Taking your phone calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so I'm looking at what happened with this Walmart pepper spraying lady in California. Now they're saying she might have, on Black Friday, sprayed more than a dozen shoppers in self-defense. Okay, this is a 32-year-old woman, I believe, in, it was a Walmart in California. I'm trying to find what city it is. And apparently there was this huge rush on Walmart. This was Thursday night for these Xbox games for half off. How come I didn't know about this? I would have probably wanted to be there. Xbox games for half off. People were yelling. People are screaming. So apparently this woman pepper sprayed more than a dozen shoppers. Oh, this is Porter Ranch in the northern San Fernando Valley. Okay? All right. I've lived in the valley before. Man, I mean, you look at the pictures. It looks like a zoo. All right. Now, she's a 140-pound unidentified Hispanic woman. As they've identified her as, quote-unquote, competitive shopper. Right? Or mujer loca. But they think that she might have now, she actually turned herself into the police, and now they're looking at all the video footage at what happened with Walmart, and found that maybe what happened is she was spraying in self-defense because people were running and grabbing and stampeding, and she thought she was going to get crushed. Now, for those who are not really too familiar with pepper spray, I've sprayed myself with it accidentally. Not fun. It's capsicum. It's supposed to be a how do I explain it? We call it something that kind of inflames your mucous membranes and your nose and throat. We all know that. It's kind of from hot cayenne peppers. you know, cayenne peppers, except it's a concentration of that. And I forget the term for it, but it's like a respiratory irritant, obviously. And so it makes your eyes water, your nose starts to run. You know, sometimes you have difficulty breathing. It's not a smart thing to do. You could pepper spray somebody and actually put them into a heart attack. Now, you know, you can't just pepper spray people willy-nilly. And I'm sorry, if she tries to claim self-defense, right? I mean, if she sprayed and they got an Xbox, I mean, self-defense, get the hell out of there. Yeah, I mean, you know, you need to be ready for a stampede when you go to Walmart on Black Friday. So if she sprayed everybody and then walked up casually to get the Xbox and walked over casually to the cashier, no, I don't really buy this. All right, so what happens if you get sprayed with pepper spray, which, like I said, I've done or whatever? You know, you don't want to rub your eyes, but it's okay to blink your eyes a lot because you want to lubricate the eyes. You want to start fleshing it out. You need to neutralize. You got to take the contact lenses out. Take out your contact lenses. If you ever get pepper sprayed in the face, you got to take out the contact lenses. All right? And then you got to start flushing yourself out. Flush. But again, you don't want to rub. Remember, your eye tissues are very, very sensitive. They're very, very delicate. Okay? And so you don't want to be rubbing. The more you rub, the more inflammation. What you want to do is flush. And you got to let the cool water get into the eyes. All right? You're going to have to take the extra spray from the skin. What's weird about the pepper spray is you can have particles on you that will still cause eye irritation even though it's not near your eye. So you need to get it off your face. They say you could use some non-oil-based soap and cool water. Again, try not to rub too much. You got to wash your clothes. You got to get out of the clothes. And then if you're inflamed in certain areas, you put some ice on it. And that's what you do if you're pepper sprayed. But really, people, really, I think it's ridiculous. You see, I had an issue with these department stores on Black Friday where many of the products were more expensive. So what they do is they cause everybody to be in this huge frenzy where they have, you know, a certain amount of products, half price or cheap, and then everybody was, oh, they're in the store, and then they go and they buy the expensive stuff. So I still think Black Friday is a whole crock of crap, but that's just me. All right, now what about, speaking of crock, what's this now? All right, like I said, I just got back into town. Ginger White has now done an interview with Fox 5 News in Atlanta claiming to have had an affair with Herman Cain, presidential candidate Herman Cain, for 13 years. All right? She said she showed the news station her cell phone bills that included 61 calls or text messages. Why is this coming out now? You know what I want to know is, you know, did we ever hear from Obama's girlfriends or Obama's exes or anybody Obama touched? No, we never heard any of that. I mean, we heard about Clinton and nobody seemed to care. But, boy, are they really roasting Mr. Cain. Jeez. All right, let me see. And her name is Ginger White. Ginger. I never thought Ginger was a real woman's name. I thought Ginger would be, remember, what was that show with Gilligan? Gilligan's Island, yeah. Gilligan's Island, Ginger. I thought Ginger was supposed to be a stage name, or if you dyed your hair and you want people to know that you were a redhead, you'd say, call me Ginger. I never thought that was a real name. You know, if it was, if that is your real name, you know, it's a pretty, hot type of name. I'm not saying she's attracting this type of stuff, but this is crazy. I'm reading this right now. Like I said, I'm sorry. I got back into town. I'm like, what the heck is going on? Miss White is an unemployed single mother. She said she knew that he was married. Okay, you see? All right, well, then if you knew he was married, then why would you do this for 13 years? I'm sorry. She looks like a creep, too. All right, so that's what's going on there. I don't know. This stuff is alleged. I'm still kind of getting over what's going on with Sandusky and then what's going on with Bernie Fine and Syracuse. You want to know what happened also when I was out of town? I guess there was somebody on a plane flying. He was a Utah professor on a flight this holiday looking at child porn. Did you guys hear about that? What is he doing looking? This is alleged. All right. It's alleged. Allegedly, this Utah professor was looking at child porn while flying. And I don't get this. I really don't get this. First of all, why would you be looking at that in front of everybody too? Why are you even attracted to that? Child, I mean, what is going on here? All right, now I'm not sure what's going on. I guess he's now being investigated but I'm just kind of at my wit's end with some of these people. All right, let's get into some medical news, because otherwise I'm going to get all upset. Okay, so well-done red meat linked with aggressive prostate cancer. Well, y'all shouldn't be eating well-done red meat. You really don't enjoy the taste of the meat. I don't like, rare's not good. I mean, you really shouldn't do rare, I mean, because you have to, you know, kill some of the bacteria, but still. All right, so a new study has found that men have a higher risk of developing aggressive prostate cancer if they consume a lot of ground beef and other meat that was grilled or well done. Now, we've known grilling, well, barbecuing has had an issue. We've had issues with, because of the charcoal. You get these heterocyclic amines, these HCAs, and the polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons. See? I go on vacation and I can pronounce the words. Yep. Apparently, these studies in animals have been shown to cause several types of cancer, including prostate cancer. And you get these amines, you get these formations as a chemical reaction that you get at high temperatures over these open flames and over these grills, etc. So apparently, the more you cook, the more you have this chemical change. All right. Now, let me see here. The men in the study who ate about 2 servings of hamburger of meatloaf a week. Oh, I love meatloaf. Love meatloaf. All right, the men in the study who ate 2 servings of hamburger or meatloaf per week, boy, per week, I ate 2 servings of meatloaf in, you know, one sitting, were more than twice as likely to have been diagnosed with aggressive prostate cancer as the men who ate none. But most of that increase in risk could be attributed to how the meat was cooked. How do you make, well, meatloaf? It just comes one way. It's meatloaf. It's a loaf. You cook it till it's done. All right, researchers, so how much of a risk? Men who ate the most ground beef were 2.3 times more likely than men who ate none to have aggressive prostate cancer. Here's the thing also, guys. You want to know something? If you're eating a lot of meat, you're already putting yourself at risk for many of these cancers anyway. So maybe it's just, you know, somebody, you know, when you have somebody new, right, somebody who is vegan and then decides to sit down and have some steak, you know, they go, oh, I think I'll try a little piece. How should it be done? You know, and the restaurant's like, well, you know, why don't you go with medium, you know, so you don't send it back. Okay, oh, okay, I'll take medium. But, you know, someone that sits down and orders a well-done steak, this guy eats steak. He knows his meats. You know, and maybe that's why. Maybe these types of guys are so burly, you know, and so muscular because they're so proteinogenous from all the protein of their meat that when they sit down and go, I want well-done steak, they get it. And they probably eat more of it. That's what I think. I'm sorry. Meatloaf eaters. You know, if you're a meatloaf eater, that doesn't really sound as manly, is it? You know, see, I like meatloaf because it's so pretty. You know, you add the red topping to it. You know, it's a loaf, right? You know, guys are big meatloaf eaters. My husband refuses to eat meatloaf. He thinks it's a girly food. I'm like, well, it's not girly. It's just, you know, because if you're going to eat meat, then you're going to eat a steak. You know, like fish, right? He's not really big on little tuna or salmon. He wants a halibut steak. He's like, salmon's pink. Come on, salmon is good. It has the omega-3s. Are you really, 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 you want me to dress it up a little bit? Maybe put it into a tuxedo to make it look like a guy, put a cowboy hat on it. Eat the damn salmon. I want a halibut steak. I want a steak if I'm going to eat fish. Ah, please. But he is so burly. All right, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dolly Show, as well as your medical questions, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
We're going
Burglars love easy targets, like a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, comes with AC adapter, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and give one or more for Christmas. Now through Christmas, get free standard shipping on any quantity fake TV purchase. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. Faketv.com, the burglar deterrent.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Guys, back to work. Let's rock and roll. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. I don't usually do the whole Black Friday or Cyber Monday, but I guess there's a warning out for people doing a lot of cyber shopping this week that the Justice Department had to shut down about 150 websites because many of these companies are selling counterfeit goods. it's crazy. If these criminals would use 1/1000th of their craftiness to actually starting a company or doing a decent, you know, good, ethical, hardworking job, they'd probably, you know, be millionaires. But here they are working in the whole crime racket, sports jerseys to handbags to P90X. So be careful out there. They say some of these websites actually sound like legit websites. OnlineNFLShop.com. I mean, that sounds like a great place you think to go get some jerseys. Another one that was a scam was P90XWorkoutProgram.org and PumaOutlets.net. Or Puma? Is that the shoes? PumaOutlets.net. All right. So now the Justice Department spokeswoman said the sites now display a banner notifying customers that the domain name has been shut down. The problem is until they find them, you could be screwed. So just be careful. I would maybe cyber and shop, I wouldn't go to the store. I would probably pick websites of companies you know. I don't know if I would go, but see, here's the problem. Some of these companies, you could do like a best rate type of thing where you plug in what you want, they'll find the best rate, and then you'll go to that best rate. And then, no, this isn't a money show, but we might as well talk about shopping. It's Christmas time. You know what I do? If I don't have a promotion code, right? If I don't, if I want to buy something and they go, well, what's your promotion code? I'll Google promotion code and see if there's any promotion codes. Yeah, it doesn't seem to work, but, I can't stand it when I buy something. I'm like, dang, I don't have the promotion code. All right. So just be careful out there when you, cyber shop. Boy, I tell you, this whole computer thing, I still feel like a dinosaur. I still don't get it. I hate putting my credit card into the computer. I hate doing that. Okay, now this is pretty cool, guys. Cancer-fighting cells get a boost from Viagra. Apparently, oh, you guys are going to like this. All right? They put Viagra in the drinking water, and mice who had skin cancer lived twice as long as mice that didn't drink any Viagra-treated water. I know a lot of you would love Viagra in the water. Scientists in Germany genetically engineered mice, agut, to develop melanoma. Oh, these poor mice. Melanoma, of course, the deadliest form of skin cancer. Then they gave Viagra in their drinking water to the mice. Apparently, it helped wake up the immune system as well as other things. I'm assuming the mice had erections, but they don't say. And it boosted their activity of their T cells. T cells, of course, are part of the immune system, helped fight some of the tumors. Now, it doesn't say they cured 100%, all right? But if Viagra helps give you that boost or that lift or erects you to fight more cancer, that's kind of cool. Just how much Viagra did they put in their water? That's got Daisy's poor mice. Oh, they don't know if they're coming or going. All right, let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Yeah, see, I was just wondering, I got diagnosed with shingles. I was wondering how long they last and how long are they contagious for anyone else to get them if they're contagious that way? Hmm. And then how long should you be on medication, and how long does the pain last?
Yeah, okay. So shingles. Okay, here we go. Shingles. If you get shingles, what that is adult chickenpox. So if you ever had chickenpox as a child, the chickenpox doesn't completely quiesce or completely go away. It decides to set up shop in one of the nerves. And then as an adult, when you're stressed or if you're immunocompromised or something happens where it incites the chickenpox virus to come alive again, it's the varicella. It's called the varicella virus. Varicella's in chickenpox. Then the varicella virus comes out as an adult along that one nerve line, which is why shingles is only one side of the body, because it follows that one side of the nerve. It comes out, it's vesicular, it's pretty painful. Now, are you contagious? You will not give shingles to another person, all right? But if you are around your grandchildren, let's say, or your children, and they've never had chicken pox, remember, it's the same virus, it's a varicella, and they touch your wound, they could then get chicken pox. You see, I don't want to say the childhood version, but that's the first disease. But you won't give somebody else shingles. So they won't get shingles because you have shingles. Now, how long do they last? Usually the lesions last about a week, week and a half. They start to dry up. They start to crust. I like using acyclovir or Valtrex or Famvir or some of the antivirals to speed things along. I also sometimes like to give these little lidoderm patches, which is lidocaine. It's non-narcotic, and it helps with some of the superficial pain. Sometimes people need Lortab and Vicodin and, you know, some heavier stuff because it could be painful. But here's the thing. Either the pain will go away when the lesions go away, or the pain could continue for years. That's called post-herpetic neuralgia. Because remember, the virus is in the nerve. Now, you could get shingles 2-3 times. Same nerve, which is why we recommend the shingles vaccine for everybody over age 60. The shingles vaccine. I guess some health departments are even considering at age 50 if you have certain risk factors, you know, like diabetes, immunocompromised. If you're more vulnerable medically, they may give it to you when you're 50. It depends on your health department. So we want to prevent future shingles attacks. But here's the thing. It all depends on where your shingles is to know how dangerous it is. If you get shingles near the eye, you could go blind. So as soon as you start seeing any blisters or vesicles, or it may look like hives, usually the patients come in saying, I was bit by a bug. I have a bug bite. And you take a look,
And it's kind of nasty because it got, you know, little vesicles or it looks kind of like hives. They're like, that's not a, did you see the bug? No, I didn't see the bug, but it must be a bug bite. Then usually the doctor looks at it and says, this is probably shingles. And then they'll start the antivirals right away. I had a gentleman who left it alone, didn't think much of it until finally the shingles went across his whole chest on that one side. Well, it was so painful and it was so constricting that he couldn't breathe and we had to hospitalize him. I mean, that was a really bad case of shingles. So once you start seeing the blisters or the kind of the hivic type of look, you got to go to your doctor, get it checked. Hopefully the pain will go away when the lesions go away, but sometimes it doesn't. And you can have that pain for months, years, and that's when we need to consider other types of medications for it. But great question. I love talking about shingles because it's really, really common. And until more people get the shingles vaccine, we'll still see a lot of these outbreaks. Lord knows it's definitely a stressful time. I would recommend this. If you have any active case, when in doubt, don't go out. I mean, you know, if you think that your family, if it's the holidays and you're afraid to, you know, go over to the family because your grandbaby is only 6 months old, yes, you could possibly give that grandbaby shingles, or not shingles, but chickenpox. Now, many people ask me, well, then, Dahlia, when can I go out? Once you're crested over, you could go out of the house, but if you're afraid of transmission at work, et cetera, I usually don't let my patients go back to work until, especially if they're working in the food industry, until they're crested over. Once it's crested over, plus I like giving them those lidoderm patches because that also kind of covers it up, and then you clove, you should be pretty much okay. All right? No, great, great question. You know, they were talking about chickenpox today in the news. I guess they're saying, you know, now that more and more kids are vaccinated with chickenpox, infants aren't getting chickenpox as readily. See, infants can't get the chickenpox vaccine until they're at least one, when they're not infants anymore. So if your kids have been vaccinated with chickenpox and they don't have the, you know, childhood chickenpox around the house, the little infants don't get it. Duh. I just watched a South Park. My kids found it. They shouldn't be watching South Park. I yelled at them, but, you know, it was too good for me to turn off, where, you know, Kyle never got the chickenpox, but Cartman got the chickenpox, and Cartman was upset because he had to get the chickenpox from Kenny, and the parents wanted everybody to get the chickenpox. And anyway, it was a really good show. So if you ever want to, learn up on chickenpox, I'd watch that one South Park episode. All right, we are okay. All right, listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. When we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877 Doc Dahlia. Don't go away.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP Brick Packs. let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
She's alive. She's alive.
All right, you guys want to hear something weird? Well, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. You're going to love this. And medical headlines today, laptops, right? Your laptop Wi-Fi may nuke your sperm. So some of you wanting to impregnate your wife may not be able to do it if you have a laptop with Wi-Fi on your general area, I guess. Okay, now you guys have to hear how they figure this out. Okay, this is the medical journal called Fertility and Sterility. Great read. Please run out and buy this journal. Argentinian scientists describe how they got semen samples from 29 healthy men, placed a few drops under a laptop connected to the internet via Wi-Fi, and then hit download. 4 hours later, the semen and the sperm weren't swimming. Compared to 14% from semen samples stored at the same temperature away from the computer. I'm sorry, I'm getting grossed out here. I am getting absolutely grossed out. Okay, so basically, they put this under a laptop that was connected to the internet via Wi-Fi, the semen, and they found that 25% of the sperm were no longer swimming.
as opposed to 14% of the sperm that was kind of sitting next to it. 9% of the sperm showed DNA damage, threefold more than comparison samples. Who does this? Who is the lucky guy? That, you know what? It's the recession. I'm sure, you know. So you're applying to work in this lab, research lab, right? Oh, yes, yes. What will I get to do? Well, you are going to be evaluating sperm and dropping droplets of it on computers and under computers. Oh, okay, that sounds good. And then you're going to evaluate them for DNA damage. Sperm. Yep, sperm. How much are you paying me? All right, let's see here. At present, we do not know whether this effect is induced by all laptop computers. Oh, please test. Connected by Wi-Fi. They're also going to test if this happens when you Facebook or tweet. Okay, I'll get serious. Okay, here we go. There was a separate test with the laptop that was on, but not wirelessly connected, and it found negligible EM radiation from the machine alone. So if your laptop is on, your spermies are probably okay. But if you have Wi-Fi, the sperm stops swimming. That is creepy. This is creepy. Well, now, there have been studies where they found radiation from cell phones create feeble sperm in the lab. Last year, urologists described how a man sitting with a laptop balanced on his knees can crank up the temperature of his scrotum to levels that aren't good for sperm. Excuse me, sir, we need to measure the temperature of your testicles, huh? What? Your scrotum. We need to measure how, what? Hold the thermometer tight. No, you got to balance the, close your legs, sir. Close your legs. We're taking your scrotum's thermometer temperature. I got to tell you, can they please, you know, find the cure for cancer? Do they really need to study this stuff? So between the heat and the radiation from today's electronic devices, testicles are quote-unquote hard-pressed. Okay, you know what? This is enough. If you guys want to hear any more of this, go and get this. What's the journal called? Sterility and Fertility and Sterility. Like ebony and ivory, sterility and fertility. Oh, that's a good one. Okay, all right. Are we done with the penis? No, we are. Quick story here. Man with a ring stuck on his penis had to be cut free by 10 firefighters. 2 fire trucks and 10 firefighters were needed for a 20-minute procedure to disengage somebody's penis from a ring that he accidentally stuck himself in. This occurred in London. It's just one of 417 incidents involving people being stuck in objects, machinery, and furniture. One person got his wee-wee stuck in an ironing board and another one in a DVD player. Oh, guys! Really? Please! This is as bad as that child porn professor. Here's the guy. Wait a second. Okay, the Utah man, Grant Smith, 47 years old, allegedly, a fellow passenger saw the images on his computer. He was looking at child pornography. He was arrested and is being held on $15,000 bail. The University of Utah is now investigating this and will decide what to do. Is it just me or is this world absolutely sick? Okay, can we come up with something else? Is there anything? Oh, here's some medical news. Whew, thank God. Here's some medical news. Okay. 4 drugs are blamed for sending seniors to the hospital more than any other groups of drugs, okay? What are the drugs that can put elderly people in the hospital quicker than anything else? One is warfarin or Coumadin. One is insulin. Another one is like your oral diabetes medicine. And others are also in the antiplatelet family. So apparently there's a lot of medication errors. We've spent time on my show. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. No, it's not Rush Limbaugh. All right, this is not tonight's show. Come on, the jokes have been funny tonight. No, not too funny. All right. What was I talking about? Okay, so people, a lot of times, they forget if they took their medication. I can't tell you. I think one day I took 3 birth control pills because I completely forgot if I took my birth control pill that day. And you need to be really, really careful. And many times, as our parents or our grandparents age, they forget. They forget if they took their medication or they may take too much, especially Coumadin and warfarin. That's a rough one. That, because, you know, anything could mess with your levels. I mean, you could be taking the correct amount, then you could be playing around with some grapefruit juice or eating something wrong and then mess up your levels. So what they recommend is if you think that your loved one won't take their medication correctly, you need to talk to the doctor, you need to talk to the pharmacist, you have to come up with something. Those Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday little pill containers people take, sometimes that's not good enough. Sometimes they don't know the day of the week. How many times do you have to ask what day is it?
I ask every day. Every day I have to ask what day it is because it changes every day. So don't expect your loved one to be able to figure, you know, oh, okay, that's my Wednesday medicine, so that's where I go. You may have to put a red dot on it. Or you may have to change them to a medication that's not as risky. I get very nervous with my patients that have some dementia on insulin. I get extremely nervous. They shouldn't be giving themselves their own insulin. So you need to kind of keep an eye on them. All right. Now, we're going to be talking in the next hour about this study that came out. It's a study coming out of England that says there's really not that much difference if you deliver a baby at home or if you deliver a baby at a hospital. So why don't we just save money and let many of you just deliver low-risk births at home? Just deliver at home with the midwife. We're going to be talking about this in the next hour. Of course, I have a huge problem with it because I delivered babies, and the pregnancies you thought were going to be an issue came out fine, and the young ladies that came in that you thought this would be a piece of cake you could deliver blindfolded had an issue. And so a lot of my fans, and yes, I do have fans of the show, not many, but I do, like, you know, Dahlia, you tell us a lot about what's going on in England. Why? Well, where do you think our healthcare system is going to go? Our healthcare system is being pushed more and more towards a socialized system. So I'm watching Canada and I'm watching England extremely closely. Because if we end up getting an administration that really pushes socialized medicine, whatever's happening in England is going to happen here and probably twice as much. So if now in England they're starting to, you know, maybe flirt with the idea of doing more home deliveries with midwives, that's going to scare the heck out of me. It just will. When I used to do emergency room, I was an emergency room doc in Lake Havasu. And the city's small. It's Lake Havasu, Arizona. Beautiful city. I love the place. But there wasn't going to be an obstetrician on call. No OB. So they said, Dahlia, you deliver babies. Can you handle the deliveries for the weekend? I said, no. And they said, why not? You've delivered babies. I'm not equipped to do an emergency hysterectomy. Like, we're not asking you to do an emergency hysterectomy. And I go, then obviously, you've never seen some pregnancies go wrong. All right? If a delivery starts to go wrong, and you go in and do a C-section, something happens during the C-section, right? You need to be prepared to go all the way. Anybody that delivers a baby in the hospital setting is trained to do this. Now, I love midwives. I've been a huge fan of midwives. But if they're now saying the majority of births can be done by midwives, that's putting a heck of a lot of pressure on them, and you know something's going to go wrong. All right, if this is your stop, have a great rest of the way home. If not, stay on board for more Dr. Dahlia, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.